East Coast Radio.
Let me tell you, I'm excited for who I got sitting across me. I'm not going to say. I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself. Please introduce yourself to the East Coast urban listeners.
Good evening, Neil. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Mabatu Tembe. I'm the ward councillor for Ward 33, which is Glenwood and Umbilo. The two areas just in around Brea.
Glenwood and Umbilo, all right, yeah. I'm sure my people are familiar. If you're listening, you'll know where that is. Right. Now, I brought you here today. I said we want to talk about these community groups.
Yes.
And how they got out of control.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why I tried and successfully got hold of you specifically. Because you were mentioned by name in a particularly fiery thread.
There's many fiery threads.
Oh, no. Okay. So let me refresh your memory about which thread it was.
Okay.
Right? A person parked, I wouldn't say awkwardly, let's say illegally. Somebody parked non-conventionally, school drop-off, pickup, school pickup time. I'm sure you've seen a school outside a school and a school pickup time.
Yes.
So somebody felt a way about the way this person was parked and put it on a group. Okay. It's on the East Coast Radio social media page if you want to go see a picture of what this thing looked
like. Of the illegal parking.
Of the illegal parking. And outrage ensued. It was crazy. Like, the amount of comments and everything that was going on in there.
Yeah.
And you kept getting tagged. You were like, yo, tell our ward council. They were tagging you to get this person's license plate number so we can find out who this hooligan is that is parking like this and endangering the lives of themselves, their children, the greater. And I was like, yo, guys, did you ever find out who the person was?
Yes, I did. Because on the email, on the thread, I sent my email address and asked them to email me. So I try not to too much engage because I'm going to get, for lack of a better word, jackknifed in the conversation.
No, you're talking about the complainant.
The complainant.
No, did you ever find out who the person was that was parked like that?
No, I did not.
You didn't run the license plate.
I did not run license plates. I was hoping Metro Police could do that.
I'm going to save all of y'all a long story now and tell you that that was me.
Was that you?
That was me. That is my car.
No, Neil.
That is my car in the picture.
No.
Yes.
You caused me so much headaches and drama.
Ooh, yes. That was me that part like that.
I hope the complainants is listening. Or not listening, actually.
Yo, actually, I hope they're not listening. Because now they're going to be like, you were there and you didn't say anything to me.
It was a huge thing because the schools have been going through quite an issue, obviously, with the way people are parking. It's quite a busy road. So it was a hectic issue that we had to get ETA in, Etigwini Transport Authority.
No, I saw.
Yeah. So it was a massive issue. And then obviously more conversations about road traffic and accidents started ensuing. So it rolls.
I want to defend myself now.
You want to defend yourself?
And listeners, feel free to judge me. You'll know the number. And I'll tell you why I want to defend myself.
Okay.
Because the kind of things that were being discussed in that thread were insane to me. Because number one, you can go see the picture. I'm not here to like make up a story. I was not parked crazy. I was literally parked like on the corner. I was not obstructing traffic in any way. They said you're endangering the lives of your children. I was like, guys, I'm parked on a pedestrian crossing. If anything, that's the safest place
for your children. Did you have any yellow line, red line that you were not supposed to park?
All the colors. I think there was red, yellow, double, hydrant, everything was. No, but it was. Oh, I'm being honest though. It wasn't that bad. But we're going to talk about it more.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for the people's opinions first.
All right.
Now that I've confessed.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into some other examples.
Thank you for your confession. Sending an email to Metro Police right now.
Right now. Send it. Right. Ma'am, I have a question for you now.
Sure.
It's time for you to talk now.
Ooh, yeah.
So in these community groups where people like myself, vagrants, miscreants, flat-out criminals.
People who park illegally
now, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much does that fall within like your role as the counselor for that area? How much of your time would you say it takes up in a day?
It takes up quite a lot of time because in an area like mine, a ward like mine, people are on social media and that's their form of communication.
Sure.
If I wasn't on social media, if I wasn't on those groups, I wouldn't be able to communicate with the community at large. That and newspapers, but people don't read newspapers that much anymore. I mean, it's not like I'm on television or anything. So it is literally the main form of communication.
Sure.
And that's where I can share what my email address and my phone number, so if you want to get in contact with me personally. But to have a conversation with a broader group of people, it's probably the best form, especially in an area like mine.
So you would, we have groups in there, like we have community watch groups and we have community interest groups.
Yeah.
So do you make yourself available to people like that to involve you in things that they might be running in the online space? Or do they just, do they know who you are and they tag you in the stuff?
Yes. So they know who I am. So they tag me in relevant things that deal with municipal stuff.
Okay.
But obviously I also get tagged in stuff that's probably not municipal stuff, but just for FYI or...
That's the ones I want to know. When they're asking you to chase down a license plate and all that. Would you say that you like that side of it? Would you say that it affects your ability to do the municipal stuff?
So there's two parts to this. It's very good because you get to be in contact with a lot of people.
Sure.
But also, it's also a point of just a whole lot of negativity as well.
Yes.
And a whole lot of people you've never met with, and a lot of opinions that could either be really bad or really good and very helpful. So you get really, really helpful people in those groups.
Sure.
And you get to touch a lot of people in those groups, but also in those people in those groups, not a lot of help, a lot of hate and negativity. Obviously, it's spaces for people to voice their opinions, right, and how they feel. So you get all sorts.
Somebody's asking me for your information right now. on the WhatsApp line, sorry, please, can I have information? I'm going to do it now. But I just want to ask you now, right?
Yes.
Because are you professionally involved in that? Me, I'm casually involved, and I get so irate. I was arguing with people about a shop that's opening on Kawi Road. Like somebody put, one of the groups, they put up a thing about a shop that's opening in Kawi Road. And I was so invested in the story. I think I posted for about 4 hours that day. Just replying to people, telling them why I think the shop can open. And I'm like, that's such a weird way.
So that's how people get drawn in on the ongoing arguments. And I really try to just go there to do what I got to do and then get out.
Suck the information out.
Do what I got to do, say what I got to say and get out. Because you can get in and really some people can be nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to read and sit there. And now you're sitting there for almost like an hour reading all the nasty comments.
4 hours. I left my children at school. I was like, I'm addressing the situation.
Yeah. And I have my own page, I guess, which would be a community page, and that's quite helpful.
Oh, I'm giving out those details just now. Before you leave my show for today, I'm sure you'll be back. I'm sure I will upset the citizens of Glenwood at some point again.
I'll be here
next time. It'll be loud music
or... policing you. I'll be here.
Yeah. So like now I've put myself, you know what, off everywhere having this discussion about, okay, you've outed yourself now. There needs to be some kind of punishment.
Yes.
And we couldn't, you know, like I've handed myself in already.
Yeah, I think you must direct traffic, actually.
You must
direct. In the morning.
No.
Children are being dropped off.
Oh, they've got someone doing that now. Which
extra help. Extra help, Neil.
You know what I think I must do? I think I need to give up some of my time and come join one of your cleanup crews.
Yes, you should. Well, first we'll start with Metro Police and see what they're doing. But I have to say thank you for outing yourself, Neil.
Sure.
And Neil has promised me that he will not illegally park in spaces around schools anymore. I'm glad I don't have to take your number plate to Metro Police.
Yeah.
But yes, I have been embarking on some major cleanups in the area. We still have about two more to go, but it's majorly, majorly dirty places. And I feel it always starts with one person littering and then it starts becoming a whole roller coaster of people littering. And I think we need to police ourselves. I think when it really comes to naming and shaming, we should name and shame people who litter and
take photos of people that litter.
Yes.
No, we can't take photos. I was setting you up there.
That's enough of it. But it's that serious. I mean, the health hazard, and with the winds that we've been having, it's blowing everywhere in Glenwood, and it's becoming quite a huge issue.
Sure.
Already we known as dirt bin, and we just don't want to make the problem worse than it already is. So I'm encouraging people, A, please do not litter, put it in the bin. B, we'll be trying to embark on some cleanups.
Sure.
And if you want to help, you are more than welcome to come join us in DSW.
And if people want your information, or they want to like just follow these initiatives and see how they can get involved, do you have like a social media page or something where people can keep up to date with?
I do. I have a page called Counselor Mabatu Dembe that you can just like and you automatically follow. And every time I post something, I always end with the signature with my email address posted my cell phone number.
Oh, okay.
So I'm always in contact and available reasonable hours.
Right.
And then, yeah, I'll help people. I don't know if you know this, but I don't have an office at the moment.
You don't need an office.
I'm kind of working in my car.
You don't need... You just need a phone.
I just need a phone. I got
my
phone.
With access to the Facebook groups. Yeah, and you're good to move.
I've got my phone. I will still do my Facebook groups because the community pages are very important to a job of a counselor. I just want people to respect each other in those groups because it gets quite out of hand.
Yes, it does. It becomes a personal vendetta.
It becomes a personal vendetta, and we're all there for the same purpose, to make our communities better.
Couldn't have said it better, and I can't say better. That's why I literally don't have your job.
Yeah.
I wouldn't last for a week as a counselor of anywhere. I just want y'all to know that in case you're thinking of nominating me. No. But thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time. I hope to come back pretty soon.
I have a feeling it won't be the last time, but next time it won't be for me.
Stop.
Is that okay?
Upsetting my residence, Neil.
I will.
Stop.
Definitely. East Coast Radio.